Our exhibition curator is Liu Yong, PhD, head of the MIA's Asian Art Department and curator of Chinese art.
We should know that the kneeling arches were only found in pit 2. They were part of the so-called defensive army that consists of some 139 standing archers and 160 kneeling archers. The kneeling archers are positioned at the center of the force, surrounded by standing archers. They were all equipped with body and shoulder armor. So that's quite different from other figures. Also, such an arrangement suggests that during the battle, the standing and the kneeling archers would strike in turn. The kneeling archers are arranged in the center, surrounding by the standing archers in a kind of battle formation. They all positioned in a kind of upright torso, with head and eyes positioned to gaze towards the left, and the hands were rendered as if holding a crossbone in the preparatory positions. The details are really amazing. For instance, the kneeling archers wear the shoes. Even the thickly dotted stitches on the hemp sole are visible. The facial expression is quite unique. It has this alert expression. And the hairstyle of this figure is also quite characteristic. This kneeling archer is part of the infantryman, so they often have this hairstyle. The hair is braided and then piled on the top of his head. All archers are rendered in this way.
Wondering why that archer's face is green? Press the green button to learn more from Liu Yong, exhibition curator. Edmund Capon, former director of the Art Gallery of New South Wales, Sydney, Australia, will share his insights on the Terracotta Warriors as an artistic leap from the art of symbol to the art of the real. Select the red button. To hear Jenny So talk about the first emperor's quest for immortality and his mausoleum, press the yellow button.